Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. This is a special show today. This is our 15-year anniversary show. I'm being joined by TLAT, the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo today for this show. She's going to kind of interview me. Before we get started with any of that sort of stuff, of course, we always have to thank our title sponsor, and that is Legendary Foods. They have really, Ron Penna, and we're going to talk about this a little bit later in the show, but they have been the wind in our sails for a decade, at least. I can't say enough. When he was with Quest, now he's got Legendary Foods, so please show them love. shrnetwork.biz/legendary. The code is SHR10 to let them know that you shopped and arrived there from the results of this show. Don't forget to try the new blueberry or hot fudge sundae tasty pastries. Basically, they're Pop-Tarts with zero sugar and 15 grams of high-quality protein and not overladen with fiber. I love these things. They're fantastic. The kids love them. They don't even know they're eating something good. So check them out. That's that. Before we get started, another person, you know, there's so many people that have contributed to this show. I get to sit up here and look like, oh, Carl, you're amazing. Carl, you know so much. Carl, you know, you do. But really, I am just the pinnacle of the efforts of many, many people, those who work here at Superhuman Radio. But you, the listeners, influence shows. You influence directions. This is a democratic podcast. Everybody gets to contribute. Everybody who wants to contribute gets to contribute. Billy Mitchell is a good friend of ours. Elisa, you've known Billy how long now?
Oh, probably about 30 years.
Yeah, and I probably know him about maybe 16 or 17 years.
He's the person who introduced us.
Yes, he actually introduced us. That's right. He introduced us. And also, you know, he's the guy who told me about, hey, you got to check out LL37. And like he's given me insights into things because I can't read and be everywhere all the time, but I have a responsibility to be so that I bring content that's good. So this morning we were talking and he said, you know, I have an old Zoom MP3 player. When Microsoft tried to compete with the iPod, he goes, and I have every one of your old shows on there. And I even go back and listen to them sometimes just to see if it's still relevant. And he said, you should stop playing all those old shows because all that stuff is the same. So he said to me this morning, I said, you know, the audience has grown so much. He said, I wonder if any of them have ever heard your original intro. Now, you never heard it, right? I played it for you this morning.
No, I had never heard it. It was interesting.
Yeah, it was, right? So look, I'm doing this show on WKJK 1080 AM. It's my first ever go at this. I wasn't planning on doing this. This is something that just kind of evolved. And I had to come up with an intro. Mm-hmm. And so I thought since the show was called Superhuman Radio, and the guy who named the show is going to be on in just a second, my good friend, Jesse Rivest. And I figured I got to come up with a name that has something to do with Superhuman. And I thought, I wonder if I could use the old Superman intro. And this sounds so corny, but so many people loved it. I'm going to play it for you now. Listen to this.
It sounds like one of the commercials from the 50s.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane. It's
Superhuman Radio.
Yes, it's
Superhuman Radio.
Strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men.
Superhuman Radio.
Who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands, and who disguised as
Carl Lenore,
mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way.
That was the original intro. That was it. That's how it went, and that's how it all started.
How many years did you use that?
I used that for about a year and a half, and then Dan Solomon, who had a bodybuilding radio show also, said to me, "Carl, man, I love your show." He goes, "But that intro has to go. You need something that sounds more polished, more professional." And that's when I went to Will Adams, and he made the current intro.
Interesting.
I mean, it's so poorly dubbed. Like, you can hear break in and break out of me going, "Superhuman Radio, Superhuman Radio." So that was it. It's pretty funny.
It's rather cute.
Yeah. So let's go now and bring another person on. So hold on. I'm doing this. I'm going to drop that, and I'm going to bring Jesse Rivest on. How you doing, Jesse?
Hey, guys. What's up?
Elisa, can you hear Jesse okay, Elisa?
Not really.
Can you hear anything?
No.
He's breaking up.
Okay. Well, we'll make the best of it. I don't know how to adjust that because Elisa's on her iPhone because her laptop wouldn't have let her log into StreamYard. So Jesse and I used to work for a company called Visonic, and we traveled a lot together, and we trained a lot together. In fact, we would spend a lot of time training instead of working because we love to lift weights, right? Jesse, I know that you said you're going to start hitting it again. You kind of let it slide, right?
Yeah, well, you know, we would travel and train and travel, right? That was what we did. I tore my ACL this year, so unfortunately you know, set me back a little bit. You know, took on, you know, a passion of mine. Basketball has always been fun. Took it outside because of COVID, and you know, just it was a humbling experience. I'm an old man now.
Yeah,
you know,
twisted.
Carl,
you
not
twisted
as young as when we were traveling around.
Well, you need to start listening to the show then. So Jesse, so when I told Jesse, so he and I worked for this company, Visonic, and I said I'm going to start doing a radio show. And I think he kind of got a chuckle at it, but he took it seriously. And see, he says, "What are you going to call it?" I says, "I don't know." And we had like six or seven different words we were massaging around. And I said, "You know, there's a real popular show back then called Scuba Radio." And Jesse said, "How about Superhuman Radio?" It was like that. I said, "That's it." I said, "That's it. I'm going to use it." And that's how it, I think we were in Florida someplace when you.
Yeah. We were in Florida making fun of an old boss that, you know, we won't get into that separate podcast.
Right.
But, you know, we were just, you know, traveling around doing superhuman things. So, you know, Carl and I, that's what we did, hit the road. And it made sense, you know, on you know, the podcast you were working on and building and all your research and everything that you were passionate about. You really wanted to make human beings the best that they possibly could with science and, you know, superhuman, right? Whatever else. It's funny because you played the original opening to your show. And I remember being a good friend and saying that it was a good opening.
Yeah, yeah, right. Because it kind of sucked. But Jesse didn't want me to be self-conscious that the intro music sucked, as a true friend does. He just wanted to put wind in my sails. And so let's talk briefly about our training. So when we would travel into different cities, we would like scare some of the people at the gym. Cause I don't think anybody. I was probably at my strongest then. I was at my strongest. There's no doubt about it. We would go into gyms and, you know, 485, you know, 500 pound deadlifts for reps. And I remember and let the bar fall, and people would look around. And a lot of these gyms were like health club type gyms, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, if anyone on the podcast travels, you know, that when you hit the road and you try to find a spot to work out, there's, you know, it's not always the home gym environment. It's, you know, places that, you know, you walk in there and they're Planet Fitness type locations.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And you go in there and you're training and you're building and you're throwing weight around. And some guys are like, "Who that?" First of all, they've never seen you before. You're the new guy in the gym. Right. And,
right.
And you're making these noises and you're pushing each other because you're passionate about what you're doing. And yeah, we got some interesting looks and, you know, we made friends, but more importantly, we made enemies.
Yeah, exactly. And we listened to our rap music very, very loud, right? Tupac and Biggie and all the, I mean, this is like 16, 17 years ago. And both, and actually Jesse had written some lyrics that were very, very good. In fact, I used to call him Jay-Z because his lyrics were so good. I thought, well, maybe someday he'll make some music. But yeah, we had a blast, and it was all about training, right? Once we got to a town, we had to find out where the gym was, and we had to get there.
You know, it's funny, Carl, because, you know, back when we were hitting the road, there were no such thing as memes, right? And now they make memes that were literally Carl and I, the two white guys in the car going to work, listening to hardest rap music known to man, bobbing our heads, you know, doing the that was us.
That was great. It was great. I got to thank you.
I would have liked to have seen that.
What's that? You'd like to see that?
I would like to see that.
Yeah, well, no, you wouldn't. you wouldn't. You wouldn't.
I owe Carl a visit because it's been way too long, and maybe we'll get up in an old beater car and we'll play some rap music for you.
Yeah, we'll play some some Tupac. He's the best. So I got to thank you. I got to thank you for a few things. I got to thank you for naming the show, first of all, because the name stuck. And I got to thank you for... You know, you and I were 9-to-5ers back then, and I was going to start doing this show, and you always said, "Yeah, do it, man." Like, no, that's great. Like you said, you're joking right now, but it's true. When you heard that intro the first time, you know, you probably thought to yourself, "Man, I'm going to let this guy, you know, my boy, go out there and get slaughtered if he uses that." But you knew that if you told me something negative, I was probably going to not do it.
Yeah, you know, look, it was. Like you said, we were 9-to-5ers, career guys, and you know it was one of those things where I'm like, is he serious right now? He's going to do a podcast? And you know, think about 15 years ago too. It wasn't as prevalent as it is today with podcasts. It's not, you know, now everyone has a podcast. You've got a podcast about knitting. You got a podcast about, you know, anything and everything. And you know, he also chose a subject that was, you know, a little bit controversial at the time too, you know, especially with some of the people they're like, "You want to do a podcast about working out, Carl? Like, you're going to give up your career because of exercise, Carl?" So, there's a lot of naysayers, but I mean, look, I just knew how passionate you were about it. And I knew how good you were at doing the research and putting in the effort and work that it takes to be good at being, you know, involved in this kind of a thing. So, you know, look, in the back of my mind, I'm like, man, am I going to have to be sending this guy money or food?
and Jesse knows how I eat too. That's a big deal.
Yeah, because I'm like, I don't know if I can afford to do that, Carl. So can you make this thing work?
So now I got to ask you something. I never even thought about this till you were just talking. So when I exited the company we worked for, did our two top supervisors who we worked with directly, the president of the U.S. Subsidiary and the vice president of sales, colorful guys, did they ever say to you, "This guy's crazy, what is he thinking"?
This is a great question, and I'm glad that you're asking it, because I actually I wish I'd thought of this on my own, because they – and I don't think we ever had this conversation.
No.
Boy, did they have some color commentary, Carl, about you. First of all, do you remember, you know – you were very passionate. You'd go into meetings and you'd carry around your water. Do you remember?
Yeah.
You'd have your gallon of water.
Yes. Yeah.
So the comment started with, you know, this guy, you know, first of all, why does he always have a gallon of water? You know, like, why is he always thirsty? Like, he can't stay hydrated? Doesn't he know that if he drinks a gallon of water, he's going to go to the bathroom all day long? So, you know, first it started there with, you know, the two people that we're talking about, you know, exactly their mindset. And then it went like, this guy's just crazy. He's thrown away his entire career to go on radio. And Carl, we all know that you have a face for radio. So that part was perfect.
Right.
But
right. Right. No, you're right. But, you're right.
But no, the jokes, you know, the jokes weren't jokes. They were seriously not, they thought you were an idiot.
Right.
Quite honestly. Yeah. They're like, there's no way it's going to work. You know, he's throwing this away. He's, you know, how's he going to find a job when, you know, he takes a year off? And you know what? This is just 15 years later. You continue to prove them wrong. Right? And I love it. Yeah. I mean, I love it. No, I'm very happy for you. I know how much you love this. And it's just it's exciting for me to see that you've taken a hobby and turned it into a career, and did it not only because you're talented at this, but you did it because you were willing to put in the work. When a lot of people thought it couldn't be done, you just proved them wrong. So, you know, everyone, let's applaud Carl. 15 years. Come on. This is an achievement. I mean, 15 years at anything is an achievement.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Jesse. Thank you. And it has been too long. We do have to get back together again. We've got to hang out. So let's plan it for 2021. Hopefully the COVID monster will recede and we'll be able to start traveling around and visiting people again.
Absolutely. No, absolutely.
Thank you for being here, brother. I love you, man.
Love you, too. Nice meeting you. And hopefully one day we'll meet in person. Yeah. And thank you for having me. This is my first time on a podcast. Hopefully not my last.
Oh, no. You know what's going to happen?
Nice to meet you.
I'm sorry.
Nice to meet you.
Jesse's going to start his own podcast now. Watch.
I mean, I wouldn't say that that's not a possibility, Carl.
All right, brother. Thanks for being here, man. I'll talk to you later.
All right, man. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
That's wonderful. Yeah, you know, I always wondered if my old employer joked or made comments about me. And it was one guy that Jesse and I just call the guy who hated facial hair, because Jesse used to have a beard and he was always corner Jesse and go, "You got to shave that beard, man. You got to get rid of that beard." They were just weird. They were weird people. Anyway, you have some questions for me. I've got some things to put up here.
Good time to ask the first question.
Yes, yes.
So as you mentioned earlier, we have a lot of new listeners. So some of these listeners may not know your story and how you got into podcasting. So I'd like for you to share that with your listeners now.
Okay, so when I was working for that company that Jesse and I were working for, I got very sick. First of all, I was 330 pounds. And you know what I'm going to do? While I'm talking about this, Natalie Kapitsky, our director of communications and the person who's made this show look so much better recently.
She's awesome.
She made this little collage. So we'll let this run while I'm talking. So that's a young me. And that was me at Visonic. I got up to 330 pounds. I carried it well because I'm you know, physically a big guy. But the reality was that I was very, very sick. I had developed a unique rhythm issue with my heart. And at 39, the conversation was pacemaker for me. And I became very depressed. And actually, that's when I went to work for Visonic, because I sold my alarm company, got rid of all of the headache and overhead of running my business, and thought, I'm just going to go to work for somebody else and be done with it. And so I did that and met Jesse, and we worked for this company, but I continued to be very unhappy, and my unhappiness manifested in me eating. And once I got to 330 pounds, I had developed this heart problem, and I realized at 39 years old, I mean, my life was not, it was going to be shortened dramatically. And I had healthy parents. I had parents that lived into their mid-80s, and they didn't do everything right. If they had done things right, they'd have lived into their hundreds probably. And I thought, what did I do wrong? And I wanted answers. I didn't want pills from my doctor. I wanted real answers. And so what ended up happening was I couldn't get real answers, because the only people out there that had any kind of information were just mainstream doctors. So I found back then a message board. This is before, Facebook and other platforms where people could communicate. They were like strings of emails is what they were. And I found these message boards, and they were for doctors. And I joined. I lied and said I was a doctor. And no one asked you for credentials. You just had to have an email address. I created a fake email address. This is Tom Johnson. And I said I was a doctor. And so I was able to read these messages about different studies that were being published. There was no searchable database like PubMed back then. And I was interested in anything that had to do with rebuilding my heart. Like
Didn't you get a book also?
Well, that's later. I have a profoundly fantastic book that Adele Moussa gave me as a gift. It's everything you want to know about the heart. It's huge. But anyway, so I started to read the posts that they were making about the hearts and new studies that were coming out. And I realized one of the studies that was discussed was a study that showed that weightlifters, they could just call them weightlifters. I'm assuming it's more like Olympic lifters, develop a unique type of hypertrophy of the heart, where the heart is stronger, not weaker, because most hypertrophy is associated with a pathogenic problem where the heart is getting sick. And I thought, they actually – and the word remodeling came up, remodeling, like how their heart is remodeled. Like, that's what I want to do. I want to remodel my heart. And so that gave rise to learning about weightlifting. I thought, well, if weightlifters – can remodel their heart to make it stronger, then surely I could do that, at least to fix it, maybe not be as strong as a weightlifter. And I'll never forget telling my doctor, Jim Swift, I'm going to start weightlifting. And he said, just make sure your life insurance is up to date. You don't want to leave your family in a lurch. That's a supportive compliment, isn't it?
Yes.
We ran into him one night at a restaurant a long time ago at Martini's, and I told you, doctor, he was a little frail-looking guy. But anyway, yes. Nice guy. I liked him. But that's how weightlifting became important to me, and then I learned about physical culture, and then it just blossomed into what it is today. But I knew I needed a podcast because I wanted to interview these scientists that were publishing these studies. They're not going to take a call from Carl Lenore, traveling salesman for Visonic. But if it's Carl Lenore, host of this podcast, then I got a shot. And sure enough, it worked because all these different scientists were willing to talk to me to and be on the show at the same time. So this show evolved out of my desire to save my own life and access information that was inaccessible by the general public. Very selfish beginnings when you think about it, really.
Not necessarily. No, I think it's great that you wanted to help other people.
Well, that's where the show is now. Back then, I didn't care about other people. I just cared about me not dying at that point. So
who are a couple of the people who have helped you on your podcasting journey?
Oh, my God, so many. I mean, so many people have helped me. You know, help is a very, very broad term. Did they help me by sending me information about a study? Well, there's literally thousands of listeners out there who have helped me and continue to help me. The person that probably has done the most for the show, if you want to do it that way, is Ron Penna. Ron Penna listened to the show before he devised Quest Nutrition. And when he built Quest Nutrition, we were one of two podcasts that he wanted to be on. And that was this and Dave Palumbo's podcast. And we did so well for them that Quest remains a sponsor till the end of this year, even though it was sold 2 years ago. But they are leaving at the end of this year. And it's sad to see them go because they played such a large role in the success of this show. But the reality is they played a successful role in the show because of Ron Penna. In fact, I have a very good suspicion that the company that bought Quest Nutrition, the Atkins company, right, when they bought it, I will bet you anything that Ron went to them and said, you know, you got to keep Superhuman Radio. Just don't hack them. And they probably said, all right, we'll keep them through 2020, but then we're leaving. Because they didn't keep anything else. You know what I mean? They didn't keep anybody or anything else but this show. So,
really?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure Ron. So Ron Penna does quite a few things that impact this show. Number one, he's put his shoulder behind this show and brought this show into the world of the successfulness it is today. Number two, he is profoundly generous with his time, and he makes me feel smarter. If you know, like, I talk to Ron about crazy stuff that I won't talk to anybody else because I don't want people to go, like Jesse said, my old employers, uh-oh, this guy went crazy. Like, he's off the rails. And Ron gets it a lot of times. He's like, you know, this sounds really interesting. And so he gives me a lot of courage to talk about some of the things that I think no one is going to get because I can tell him and he doesn't go, because Ron is painfully honest. If he thinks that it's, he'll say, no, 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 that's bullshit. Like, he'll stop you right in your tracks. It's not, he won't listen to you drone on about something in order to make you feel good about yourself. And so, yeah, he's been kind of like my guardian angel through this process. So if there's one person that I have to pick that's done more for this show and the success of this show, it's Ron Pana. It really is.
Well, I think, too, that craziness that you're referring to is kind of what has made you a good podcast host also, because of you're so inquisitive and you think outside the box. And so I think that adds to your persona.
And the inquisitiveness is what has given the show longevity. I know there's Sean Croxton had a fantastic podcast about health, Underground Wellness. And then one day he just said, I'm not doing the podcast anymore because there's nothing new to talk about.
And I remember that.
And from that moment forward, we've gotten so much more new stuff to talk about. It's just unbelievable.
It's
and
crazy.
So, you know, my mother said to me, as you know, my mother had, I know she loved me, but she had kind of, you know, she had a mean streak in her. You know what I mean? She never held anything back. And
she
growing
was
up. Yeah, she was feisty, for sure. And I remember her saying to me often, would you shut up already? Would you shut up? Like, she would say that. Would you? But could you just shut up? Because I was like, there was a movie where the kid just goes on and on. Why is the sky blue? Why is this green? My mother would say to me, oh, yeah, why is a crooked letter? I'd say, Mom, why is this, 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 and that? And she'd go, why is a crooked letter? Leave me alone. And so I have this inquisitiveness about me that a lot of people probably are put off by. But this platform allows me to be inquisitive, so I don't have to be out there talking to people and being inquisitive. But the reason that the show has longevity is because I believe that every day there's something exciting to learn.
Oh, I agree. And with that being said, have your views on health and fitness changed or evolved over the past 15 years?
Oh, my God. Right now, I want to say to that squeaky voice guy 15 years ago, you are so wrong, but you just don't know it yet. Like, I know you're passionate and you really believe what you're saying, but you're so wrong. I think what I've realized is health and longevity and fitness are so much more complex than we want to believe, because if we really realized all the factors it takes, we would probably not even get started. In fact, you know, I think you have a question, you know, you have a question about what
tell me something that almost no one agrees with you about.
Oh, no, that's another one. We'll talk about that. But, you know, so back then I just thought lift weights, eat an ancestral diet, protect your sleep, have lots of sex. I thought that's it. You do those things and everything else will work out. You do those things and 80% of everything will work out. But the other 20% may actually have a greater effect on your health and longevity. So you can't just ignore it. You know what I mean? So our body will repair itself if injured. When you're young, it takes this much time to repair itself. When you're older, it starts to take this much time. When you're really older, like 60 plus, I have to say, like you and I, it takes so much longer to recover. You think to yourself, am I even going to live long enough to bounce back from this? Like, it's really – and so what I've learned is there is a place for drugs. I used to rail against the pharmaceutical industry, and I still do. With the drugs that they put people on week in and week out for things that they could fix themselves, like insulin resistance and stuff like that, obesity, you know, doing a gastric bypass surgery, like, why are their jaws shut? Make them drink their food for 3 years. Like, why would you permanently change the way something that is designed to work a certain way? Like, they end up dying from brittle bones and nutrient deficiencies and all these other things anyway. So it's a miserable existence, but okay, you're 180 pounds now. But But and so there are things to rescue people that, like surgeries, there are things that people are taking long term that shouldn't be long term. It's like wrapping a leg, giving a guy a crutches, and saying, now you got to work for the rest of your life on the crutch. No, just till you heal. And then there are things that expedite healing. And these drugs, a lot of times, aren't being used for that, like rapamycin.
Well, let me ask you this. What if there's a natural alternative to the drug?
I'm all for it. Absolutely. We just talked about 10 of them yesterday on the show when we talked about Juvicell. They have some amazing ingredients that individually have been clinically proven to enhance aging, slow it down, and return you to health. And so I'm all for that. But my point is, that guy 15 years ago thought there was no place for pharmaceutical drugs. Mm-hmm. No place. And now I'm starting to realize that there is, because when you get to that older age where it takes this long to recover from everything, those drugs can make it this, like oxytocin. I'm burning a trail on oxytocin. Every day I get 5 or 6 messages from guys saying, I effing love oxytocin. I can't believe how strong I'm getting. I can't believe how good I'm sleeping. I can't believe how good I feel. And see, I'm the one out there that's promoting it. I have doctors contacting me. Yes, actually, I had a pharmacy contact me last week wanting to know if I would consider lecturing to some of their doctors, because they're sending my show to their doctors and saying, hey, prescribe oxytocin for your men. And they're like, okay, what are the doses? And I'm the only one who's figuring out the doses right now. Nobody else knows.
That's great.
But anyway, that's definitely something that changed. Yeah. Part of that is because I was a child of the 60s, and I'm very experimental. I'm not afraid to try drugs. You got to remember, I was doing a lot of LSD in high school. Pot, all that stuff never scared me. So I'm willing to take something and give it a try, so to speak, and then take it a little higher and take it a little higher and see what happens. And then I'll back it down. I don't have to stay up there. But yeah, that I'm willing to experiment as well.
Okay, so let's go back to the question. Tell me something that no one agrees with you on.
Metformin.
Why?
Well, everybody wants to believe that metformin is a fantastic anti-aging drug. And everybody jumped on this bandwagon, and there are people out there taking 500 milligrams of metformin twice a day, blah, 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 blah. It has negative side effects, including in helping some cancers to grow, number one. More importantly, it does impact protein synthesis and muscle. Mm-hmm. But maybe most important, if you already regulate blood sugar well, it will do nothing good for you. And I've been saying that for the past few years, and there's a lot of people like, you just don't get it. Jay Campbell's like, nah, man, you just don't get it. We've ran through the science. We know what we're talking about. Now guys like Mikhail Blagoskloni and Peter Attia, who everybody loves, they're saying what I've been saying for over 3 years. It doesn't help people unless they're metabolically challenged already. But I don't have an MD or a PhD or, you know, any of those credentials. So people don't take my observation seriously. And so that's something that nobody agrees with me on.
Well,
I think we need to take a break, actually.
Okay.
See, that's me. I take one breath and I just keep going. All right, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. We've got 2 more guests that are going to be on the show. Stay tuned. You're watching the anniversary show here on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. By now, you're aware of the cognitive benefits of nootropics. My friends over at Pure Nootropics are giving my listeners 10 to 30% off their already great prices on over 70 high-quality nootropics. Stock up on DHM so you can feel good after your holiday celebration, or try the Superhuman Stack to boost your brain and energize your day. Go to shrnetwork.biz/pure, that's P-U-R-E, and start saving today.
TaylorMade Health is focused on making sure you're able to perform and look your best. They are a leader in game-changing supplements and cosmetic products. Whether you want to increase strength, expedite recovery, facilitate soft tissue repair, or reduce deep wrinkles, TaylorMade Health has you covered. TaylorMade Health is also the home to Dr. Seed's products such as BPC, BPC Plus, and the Chill Pill. All of my listeners can now get 20% off their first order with code TRY20. That's TRY20. This code can even be used on subscription orders. Visit shrnetwork.biz/try20 today and use code TRY20 for 20% off your first order.
Do you remember those delicious toaster pastries you had when you were a kid? You know, the rectangular sugar-filled snacks? Well, guess what? Legendary Foods has just made low-carb toaster pastry. This is the first of its kind, and honestly, these things are amazing. They have 3 to 4 net carb, less than 1 gram of sugar, and 9 grams of protein. You can eat them right out of the wrapper or lightly toast them. The only question is, which flavor? Strawberry or brown sugar cinnamon? They're available at eatlegendary.com and Amazon.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Are you ready to change the way you age? Of course you are. That's why you're here. Juvicell is a new, first-of-its-kind dietary supplement that includes 10 key research-backed ingredients shown in studies to support lifespan. Things like resveratrol, fisetin, quercetin, pterostilbene, sulforaphane, turmeric, all in a single dose. You may have some of these ingredients already, but Juvicell is the first to combine them all into a single product to support your lifespan. It's vegan, non-GMO, and sustainable. Live better, longer with Juvicell. Go to shrnetwork.biz/livebetter. Use code SHR and save 20% off today.
When craving a snack, reach for Select Savory Snacks Sugar-Free Biltong, the healthy alternative to sugar-laden beef jerky. They use a fattier cut of beef, making it more tender and flavorful. For mealtime, choose from their 63 seasonings, which are sugar and additive-free. From chipotle rub to savory pumpkin spice, you'll find an option to suit your palate. Go to shrnetwork.biz/SSS today. Use code SHR15 to save 15% on any meat snack or seasoning. Savor the flavor today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. I'm going into uncharted territory right now because we have Randy Roach on hold. And I'm going to bring his phone line in, and if the gods of technology favor me, he will hear us and we will hear him. Hey, Randy, are you there?
I'm here.
Excellent, excellent. How are you, Randy?
Pretty good. Not too bad. Not too bad.
So, one of the turning points for this show, you know, I keep getting enlightened by people, different people. One of the turning points of this, so this show started out with purely bodybuilding intentions. But then I met Randy Roach. Randy had been just finishing the volume one of Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors. And I connected with him. I asked him to be on the show. That was 2006, wasn't it, Randy?
Yeah, I think I might have been your third or fourth show.
Right. And actually, in 2006, you were right there at the beginning of the year, the first quarter. And he sent me a copy of the book, and I immersed myself in this book. And what I learned was so eye-opening because we think about bodybuilding, lifting weights, drugs, but nobody understands the importance of the nutritional contributions of the fathers of physical culture, which were the early bodybuilders. And Randy did an amazing job laying the. How many pages was the first book, Randy?
I think it was just over 500 pages.
Now,
the second one, it went over 700, I think.
There's something else that I have to put into this discussion that a lot of people need to understand. Randy is blind, and he went blind while he was writing Volume 1. Now, you just heard him talk about Volume 2, and there's even a Volume 3. Randy, talk about the experience you had as you had dedicated yourself to gathering all of this information to put in volume one, and all of a sudden you go blind.
Yeah, I was always visually impaired for many, many years, and I experienced various levels of blindness, but I could still read with a magnifier while I was writing volume one. But in January 2005, I lost it all, and I had to just rely on speech, which was very frustrating, and other people were reading to me, scanning me stuff so I could read with the technology and stuff. Without the technology, the book would have never been finished. So it was frustrating, but you get used to the tools, and I just proceeded from there. I've got some sight back now.
Really?
Yeah, like it still fluctuates, but on a good day, I can walk up to the TV and see who's on there. And I can read large print on the screen. I can't read anything on a paper, but I can read. I can blow up the screen and I can see things. I can see, if you sent me a picture now on a good day, I could look on the screen and see what you actually look like.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. I didn't realize that. Well, that's phenomenal.
You know what I did? I started using, you know what ghee is? Butter
yeah,
oil?
Of course. Yeah.
I don't tear, so my cornea is scarred right over. That's why I don't see. But I was started using raw butter oil as a lubricant because I used to put artificial tears in for about 20 years. Every 10 minutes, I had to put artificial tears. It was such a pain in the rear end to do that. But when I got to using the butter oil, I could last for up to about 3 or 4 hours. And I noticed that my sight started to come back.
You know, those of you listening to the show, Muscle Smoke and Mirrors is still in publication. And I'm putting pictures of it right now up. That's volume one on the left with Eugene Sandow, and then that is volume three on the right with Arnold and Franco Frank Zane.
The Ghost Image, yeah.
Yeah. Where could people get the book? And then I want to go on and talk about things that I learned from you. Where could people get the book?
The volume one and two, you can still probably get on Amazon or through the publisher. Volume three, through my website, we didn't go. That's the only book we sell here through the publisher.
And that,
I am the publisher.
Okay.
The third book.
And so that's randyroach.ca?
Yeah, randyroach.ca or musclesmokeandmirrors.com. Randyroach.ca is the shortest one to type in.
Okay, so there you go. So when I read the first volume, and I learned about nutrition in a way that I had never heard about it before, and now that I look back, it fits nicely into the second turning point for this show, which was understanding evolution. But Randy's book changed the direction of the show. Now the show was about health. It wasn't about bodybuilding anymore. It was about longevity. It wasn't about bodybuilding anymore. It was about so much more because Randy taught me. He said, Carl, bodybuilding is just a splinter of physical culture. And physical culture has to do not only with being physical, but the nutrition it takes to remodel the body. That was a game changer for me, Randy.
Yeah, physical culture, it's the way it's defined differently. I always look at everybody has their own physical culture, what constitutes you as a person, whether mental, spiritual, physical. And bodybuilding is a big part. Actually, I wouldn't say suspend. I think it's a big part because your physical health is all part of that balance, and bodybuilding is just a natural component.
Well, when I say bodybuilding, I'm distinguishing it from body building, right? The sport of
bodybuilding.
Yeah. That kind of changed a lot of things, but it still is a contributor. You're absolutely right. So, Randy's book was the first turning point for this show. It changed. It gave me a much bigger canvas to paint on. It didn't have to be about pumps and creatine and that stuff. It could be about so much more. That was really why Supreme Radio has. If I can attribute the one thing I did that allowed this show to have the greater possibility of longevity, it'd be Randy Roach. Absolutely.
You also sold a lot of my books, too. Thank you.
Oh, I'm happy to do that. That's good. I hope we sell more. It's a must-have book. It is. If you lift weights, if you go to the gym and you don't have at least volume one, you are missing out. It's kind of like going to church, but nobody ever exposed you to the Bible. You just go and you listen. And you go, oh, that's interesting. But nobody ever said, hey, have you ever read the Bible? Literally, that's what the Muscle Smoke Mirrors is the Bible.
The show, you remember when you interviewed Dr. Rima LeBeau?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
And I was listening to that show, And you went to commercial, and you had done a commercial for my book. And when it came out of commercial, she said, that book will probably eventually be banned.
Oh.
And we look at today the way we're being censored on big tech. You know, she wasn't far off.
No, really. Because why would you want to empower people to stay healthy and be independent? And that's really what the book gives you. I mean, I learned about Stephenson. I learned about Potts and who's the other guy?
Pottinger and Weston Price.
I read Weston A. Price. I didn't even know who they were until I read Randy's book. The book is so much more than about physical culture. It's just phenomenal. Are you still training, Randy? How old are you now?
Well, you're younger than you. I think you're 62. I'm 61.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I still train. That's how I make my living, is training people if the government doesn't shut us down again.
So we did a show about that too one time, having issues with being cited and training other people. Randy, you actually have to put your hands on people to make sure that they're doing the right thing, right?
Yeah, nowadays, it was funny, a few years back when my site came in, I was training actually my physician at the time, and he was the first guy I saw moving in front of me. He had a white shirt on, and it was really weird because I'd been blind for so long. It was like he was animated, and it was bizarre that I got used to it. And all of a sudden, I saw more. All of a sudden, I was almost paralyzed walking around because, man, I didn't know I was that close to that machine when I walked past it like that. Right? It was really freaky to get sight back like that, but on a bad day, yeah, I put the hands on, but on a good day, no, I really don't have to.
So there was something else that Randy brought to the forefront. So right now we have this whole carnivore movement. But Randy introduced my audience to the real carnivore movement over 10, 12 years, maybe 13 years ago. We did a series of shows that continue to be downloaded with Randy and Josh Trentine about eating raw animal flesh, including chicken. And the first show I did... Elisa just grimaced at the thought of it. The first show I did with Randy about raw food eating, people emailed me and said, did I hear him right? Did he say he left the chicken breast out on the countertop all night long and found it the next morning and then prepared it and ate it?
Yeah. I got, remember Fred Fornicola?
Yeah,
he said... He said, I did an interview with bodybuilding.com, and he's reading it and reading it. He said, yeah, I knew you were going to do it. Sure enough, you started talking about the raw chicken. Right?
That's funny.
So, but it's actually, raw chicken is pretty good. I just smother it with raw butter and honey.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And
but I don't eat all raw. Like, I'm not religious about it. Like, I'll cook the meat once in a while, you know, too. It's not that I have to have anything that has to be raw, but I eat a lot of raw dairy. I just love the raw cottage cheese and the raw milk and the raw yogurt, and then I'll have raw beef and I'll put the raw pork on it. But if I feel like something cooked or something, I have no problem with that.
But there's a guy was on my show in 2017 named Dr. Sean Baker. That's all the rage now because he's like the carnivore guy. And I'm thinking
to myself, Sean,
yeah, but
he's quite an athlete.
Yo, he's fantastic. He's fantastic. But you're the original real carnivore guy.
Not me. I got to go back to, I think Vince has Vince Durant had his tartare, and the raw meat goes back quite a way. And Von der Plans was eating it back in the 80s. I started in 2000 by... he's passed away now. What's his name? It escapes me now. He did a show with you, too.
I had him on the show. He did two shows with me. He did one show about viruses that other people use the audio clips in their videos. That guy, I can't think of his name now, but it'll come to me. But anyway, the other thing was we talked about the raw chicken and the raw beef, and then people started to eat more raw beef because of Randy. I was getting emails from people all the time. They were eating raw beef because of Randy.
Yeah, I did a little ebook called Food Intelligence, The Raw Facts on Nutrition. It's on my website, too. It's a 10-part audio and 32,000-page notes where I kind of clarify some of the things that I said in the audio. It's only like $10, but there's a fair amount of information if anybody's interested in raw food eating.
And everybody can thank Randy for my indulgence in raw dairy because Randy came on with Dr. Schmidt. What was his first name? Ron
that's
Schmidt.
That's the name.
Dr. Ron Schmidt.
Yeah, he's the guy who got me into raw food eating, not Ogenus. It was Dr. Ron Schmidt.
I didn't know
he
that.
He passed away now.
Ah, that's he wrote a book that's still out there called The Story of Milk. And he taught us that raw dairy was great from biblical times forward until the distilleries got into bottling milk. And then we had this swill milk epidemic in the East Coast, I think of 1911 or 19. Yeah, I think it was 1911, where thousands of babies died and people got sick. And then pasteurization was enforced. When it wasn't the milk that was bad, it was the companies that were bottling the milk were feeding the leftover mash to the cows, and the cows were getting mastitis, and they were putting the pus into the milk, and everybody was getting sick from it. So,
yeah, the milk wouldn't even naturally ferment at all, lacto-ferment. It's just, they call it the swill milk. Yeah, they house the cows on the distillery farms where they're brewing, making their whiskey, and then feeding the slop to the cows. Like, I mean, how stupid can you get, right? There was people speaking out against it, but it's big business winning out.
And that's why we have pasteurized milk today. So as you can see, so many of the foundational topics of this show started with this man right here, Randy Roach. Isn't that something?
Well, I wouldn't say it all began with me, but I just kind of carried the story on.
No, you did a great job, and you've been a good friend, and I really appreciate it. And I want to just put the book up one more time so that people can know about it. If you touch weights, if you walk into a gym, and you haven't at least read Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors, Volume 1, you're just wasting so much time. You need to understand why you're doing the things that you do. And you will become a purist. You'll understand physical culture better than anybody at your gym. And you'll laugh to yourself when they do silly things. And you think, oh, he doesn't even know why he's doing that. So that's the place to go. Check it out. And then, of course, go to randyroach.ca. For Volume 3. Who has Volume 2? Is it even out there anymore?
Amazon and the publisher, the Author House. They're both still out there on Amazon.
Okay.
The first two.
Hey, Randy, thank you for being here today, brother.
No, thank you, Carl. I haven't done an interview for quite some time, but for you, anytime.
Take care, brother.
Okay. Bye, Randy.
Bye. Well, there you go. The phone line still works. Let's commend some other people while we're at it. Let's commend, first of all, Elisa Profumo. Because she reads the studies, decides which ones would fit our audience, does a lot of the background work for me. And then the hardest part is scheduling people, especially people in academia, because they're so hard to tie down. I actually had a lovely doctor ask me to lower the music and the commercials during the commercial breaks the other day.
I thought about that today when I heard your music. I thought, oh, no, that's what she was listening to.
No, she was just listening to the normal bumper music. She wasn't even listening to the rap music and all that sort of stuff, which I play to myself here. So, yeah, no, she was just listening to the normal bumper music. But she had a very low tolerance to sound. And there's another thing I want to announce right now while we're doing it, and we're acknowledging people on this team, and that is that you've asked for it, and we're doing it. We heard you. Casual Friday is coming back in January. It'll be the last Friday of every month, and Elisa will co-host it with me just like we used to. There's a lot of people who literally stopped listening to this show because all they listened to was Casual Friday. So those of you will be very happy to know that it is going to come back. So that's kind of cool, right, Elisa?
I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, the last Friday of every month to be kind of a wrap-up of the shows and what's gone on in the news for the month.
Then the reason the videos look so great now and last-second changes and all that sort of stuff is because of Natalie Kapitsky. There's a picture
look how
of her.
Cute she is.
I know, right? And so Natalie is kind of like she makes sure that everything looks good and everything works good, and she works all tirelessly, all hours. She's always working, which I don't want her to do. I want her to be a little bit less dedicated, if you can believe that. But that is her right there. And then her husband is the reason why we continue to stay in business, and that's that handsome guy there, Dan Kapitsky. Because he is the guy who handles sales and marketing. And since he's come aboard, I don't have to worry about that stuff anymore. And it's made my life so much better, so much easier. We have a video that Kirkland Warletti will show up in just a second, but he is the guy who does the show notes. He listens to every show. I've heard his mom told me that he has nightmares about my voice now. And and he says, you know, at the 3 minutes and 40 seconds, they talked about this. At 45 minutes and 5 seconds. So he allows you to go to the website, scan through, go to where you want. This guy has been working with me longer than anybody else. And that is Michael Quantico, who lives in the Philippines. He works for the prison system there. He's actually kind of like an IT admin there. He is a Joomla expert, and we use Joomla as our platform for our website because it's the most robust web platform for content management that you can have. And there's only a handful of people in the world that actually are good at it. I have two of them. I don't have Arben Bagat, who lives in Denmark, who works on our website. But I do have Michael Quantico. I'm sorry about that, Arben. And I it was a last-minute thought. But Michael's been with me for 12 years, I think. 12 years.
Longer than me.
What's that?
I said longer than me.
Well, almost as long as me. Let's put it that way. So, yeah, longer than you. But he had a head start. You weren't in my life yet, so there you go. And then I think that's it for the team. Did I miss anybody? I don't think so.
I don't
think I missed anybody. We're going to take a commercial break, and when we come back, I want to start talking about listeners because they are the biggest part of this show, and I don't want to go on and on without acknowledging some of them. So we're going to take one quick commercial break. You're here for the 15-year anniversary show at Superhuman Radio. Thank you for being here today. If you're watching live, if you downloaded the podcast, thank you for downloading it. This show does not exist without those of you who listen to this show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you remember those delicious toaster pastries you had when you were a kid? You know, the rectangular sugar-filled snacks? Well, guess what? Legendary Foods has just made low-carb toaster pastry. This is the first of its kind, and honestly, these things are amazing. They have 3 to 4 net carb, less than 1 gram of sugar, and 9 grams of protein. You can eat them right out of the wrapper or lightly toast them. The only question is, which flavor? Strawberry or brown sugar cinnamon? They're available at eatlegendary.com and Amazon.
Quest Nutrition makes bars, cookies, chips, and pizzas out of complete dairy-based proteins. Our products minimize net carbs and sugar without sacrificing taste. Each delicious chocolate-flavored chip, cookie chunk, and crunchy crumble is custom-made to maintain Quest macros. It's time to enjoy foods that work for you, not against you. It's time to enjoy your Quest.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to RedconOne.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, said that all disease begins in your gut. That's why it's so important to protect yourself with boosted immune system. If you drink coffee, tea, smoothies, or really any beverage in the morning, and you're looking for a tasty way to start your day and defend yourself against harmful bacteria, then I have just the thing for you to try. It's called the Ultimate Immunity Protection Stack, and it was put together by my friends over at Bioptimizers. Their immunity stack has 3 products which contain over 18 natural herbs and probiotic blends formulated to fight and eliminate bad bacteria like E. coli, salmonella,
salmonella, gram-positive and gram-negative bacteria, and repair compromised gut lining. It also includes psychobiotics, which help increase serotonin and happy chemicals to naturally elevate your mood, performance, and cognitive function with no side effects or dependencies. It's a great addition to your morning routine, and it tastes amazing. Just stir it into any beverage, sip, and enjoy. It's the ultimate way to boost your immune system right before the holiday season. Go to shrnetwork.biz/protect and use code SHR10 and save an extra 10% off on the You Won't Find This Deal or Stack anywhere else. For fast shipping and the best deal, go to shrnetwork.biz/protect today. By now, you're aware of the cognitive benefits of nootropics. My friends over at Pure Nootropics are giving my listeners 10 to 30% off their already great prices on over 70 high-quality nootropics. Stock up on DHM so you can feel good after your holiday celebration, or try the Superhuman Stack to boost your brain and energize your day. Go to shrnetwork.biz/pure, that's P-U-R-E, and start saving today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. So I this popped up during the break, and I want to put it back up again. So I'm pretty sure this is Chris Tine from Germany. Okay, so she changed her name, it looks like, and I respect that, but she says, "Woohoo! I'm very happy. Casual Friday is coming back. Love it. Maybe there you can talk about your cookbook." She wants you. So Elisa posted pictures of like
of our food.
Yeah, of the food that we made over the years, and it was just like a video, kind of a snapshot after snapshot.
Right, and it's, you know, it's gluten free things made with almond flour, and just some of them weren't
keto
recipes that we converted, but most of them were either keto or healthier versions of the
crappy food. Yeah, exactly. Like, yes. Elisa makes this amazing chocolate mousse, and she uses avocado. She
avocado
whips up
avocado.
Yeah, avocado and cocoa powder. It's unbelievable.
And a little stevia. It's delicious.
Yeah, that's me. She says, "Yeah, it's me." Say hello to your cousin for me, Lothar. Thank you. But we talked about doing a cookbook. It's a lot of work. A lot of work.
Yes, it is. But we may be able to revisit that at some point.
Yeah. Maybe. How about just a recipe from time to time released on Casual Friday? Maybe that would work.
That would be good.
We're waiting.
Highlight that.
Yeah.
Highlight a recipe every month.
So we're waiting. I'm sorry.
Did you want me to get to the next question?
Well, I want to play a couple of these videos. Hold on to the next question. So I want to get these in because we're going to have our next guest on shortly, another secret guest. So let's just put some of these up. This is Bill Toko. Yeah, let's get this.
Years, that is a testament to the extraordinary quality of the content. Carl, my man, you are amazing. Long may Superhuman Radio continue.
Congratulations, my friend, on 15 amazing years, and congratulations on your body of work. Your legacy is a body of work that's just simply unmatched by anyone.
This is Dr. Suzanne Turner from Atlanta, proud to be part of the Superhuman Nation. Congratulations, Carl, on 15 years. What an accomplishment.
Carl! Happy 15th anniversary of Superhuman Radio, my man. Super impressive. Way to keep showing up every single day, doing the work, and providing great content for all of us. Looking forward to the next 15 years, my man. Love you.
Yeah, I've learned so much from you guys, and I know everybody across the world has as well. All the way from Detroit, the Paris in the Midwest, to the original Paris in France, South Africa, and across the globe. Superhuman Radio is a worldwide phenomenon. You guys are number one. All the staff at Superhuman Radio, you've done a great job. And hats off to you, Carl Lenore.
Man, 15 years. It's amazing. I have been listening to the show since the day it began. I found so much education, so much value. And as a young trainer, it helped me evolve and stay ahead of the curve. Superhuman Radio, you truly are super. Congratulations, Carl Lenore.
Hey, Carl, wanted to wish you a happy 15th anniversary. I want to continue learning and getting to hear your scintillating personality.
The show has actually influenced the way I look at human performance and my business dramatically. So keep up the great work, Carl.
Alex Leaf here. I just want to take an opportunity to wish Superhuman Radio a happy 15th anniversary. Without them, I would not be where I am today. So all of my heart goes out to them. I love you, Carl. I love you, Elisa.
Isn't that touching?
Yes.
It really is. And now, those of you listening to the podcast, you don't know all the names, but it was Tom Bilyeu. It was Bill Toko, the guy who has the big voice and goes, Carl, that's Dan Matha. I mean, the list goes on and on. Alex Leaf said his name. Dr. Turner said her name. But if you can watch the video, watch the video. It's really worthwhile. So
Mike Mahler.
Yeah, Mike Mahler said it changed the way he does business and thinks about training. Yeah, I know. So we have another guest who's going to join us now, who was also a pivotal guest. He's not only one of my earliest guests, but he's a pivotal guest, and I'll explain why when he gets on. And that's Anthony Roberts. How you doing, Anthony?
Good. How are you, Carl?
Thanks for being here, brother, because I know that you don't do these types of in-person things because you're a busy guy.
Yeah, I mean, I'll make the exception though.
No, here. I know, because I know you don't do anything. Anthony doesn't like. Anthony likes to work, keep his head down, love his family, but he doesn't like to be pop. He's not somebody who's searching for popularity or accolades at all, by any chance. In fact, I named Anthony years ago the pit bull of journalism. I said, if Anthony ever gets his jaw on you and you're doing bad things, he doesn't let go until you're gone. And that's the truth, isn't it? You've made a career doing some very, very heavy digging and exposing.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't been as active lately in terms of what the public sees, but that should change soon. And hopefully it's more of that. Yeah, definitely.
So Anthony was not only one of my earliest guests. Anthony and I talked about peptides, and I just did a post on Facebook about this. Back in 2006, we talked about IGF-1, long R3 versus just IGF-1. Then after that, we did a show on MGF versus pegylated. We did shows on growth hormone several times, both because the Olympic here in the United States, the Chinese government embargoed it, kept it out of the United States. And then just like we said, once the Olympics is over, it's going to be back and it's here in tonnage again. We did so many great shows. The reason we did those shows is because Anthony wrote the quintessential book on anabolic steroids. It was called The Anabolic Steroid Ultimate Research Guide. Ultimate Anabolic Steroid Research. Maybe I got the wording right.
But, got it. Yeah.
And it had every single steroid, even some people didn't even know about, and it gave their profile, what it was good for, what the dosing was. So instead of going to the forums and asking some brotelligence guy how much of this or how much of that, you just got the book and you read it, and it was an encyclopedia. But in it, it had peptides as well, because Anthony was the only guy talking about peptides back then, right?
Yeah. I mean, all this stuff, you know, you find most of it by making mistakes. Like, you know, you're looking something up that's supposed to be anabolic. You're trying to write a steroid profile. And now it's 2008, let's say, and you find SARMs. Or it's, you know, 2006 or 7, and you find stuff on peptides that have been around for 10 years already.
Right.
You know? But you've made a mistake somehow when you're researching. The search engine took you to this other weird thing that's, you know, arguably more interesting.
And Anthony holds the distinction of being the first guest I had on where we dedicated the entire hour of the show to just him. Because prior to that, I had two or three guests on per show in a one-hour show. And it was hard. You know, you had to keep things moving, keep things interesting. And I said to Anthony, when we were talking about this show he was going to do, I was like, man, I think that we should just do this only. This is the only topic of the show. And not only was it did we run out of time faster than we ran out of stuff to talk about, but it took the show to a new plateau. That one show got passed around, and I realized why. You know, if I do a show with three topics in it or four topics in it, and you like this topic here, you're not going to pass it around to your friend. Because you're not going to have to explain, well, just fast forward through the first interview, blah, blah, blah. when I found out the secret was just do a show or a 1 hour show dedicated to a topic, that changed the format. So Anthony contributed to the changing of the format of the show.
No, I remember that show too, because we did. We ran out of time, and previously, you know, we were sort of cramming stuff in, and then it was like, all right, we're done. I think the longer format's better. I also think maybe in the beginning, when you weren't as experienced, you thought it'd be easier to have, you know, three different topics, you know, and you had like a color man, you know, as well.
Yeah.
And you're on terrestrial radio.
Right.
Back, you know, it was a very different time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Years now.
Yeah. And yeah, I didn't want to have to talk. I wanted to listen. I wanted to interview people. But now I contribute. So you're right. It's a lot easier for me, too. So how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. You see Elisa?
Yes. Yeah. We're all wearing red.
Yeah, I know. Look at that. We didn't plan that.
Maybe because it's Christmas.
So I also
could be. Could be.
I also asked Anthony that someday when I die, I want him to write my eulogy. Remember that?
And I probably said,
of course.
Probably be after me. So.
Anyway, Elisa, do you have any questions for Anthony?
No, I don't think so.
Anthony, you have a new article you're about to. This is an article, like, you haven't been writing much, right?
No, I've been writing a ton. It's just it hasn't been for public consumption. I've been doing like more behind the scenes research and writing very limited audience. But no, I just got it was published on muscleandfitness.com.
That's huge. That's a large platform. And I read the article, and you're talking about some stuff that I bet a lot of Muscle and Fitness readers never even think about. Like you talk about Dan Duchesne. Like, how many Muscle and Fitness readers do you think have ever heard that name before?
The ones who listen to your show. I mean, yeah. we did a whole show on him.
Yes, we did a show on Duchesne alone. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
So this is exciting. What's the article about? Tell the audience what the article's about.
Sure. So the article basically goes into. It's approachable. It's conversational, but it goes into the. Sort of why steroids are illegal, and I draw some connections between different sporting scandals that happened that were immediately followed by new steroid acts, and I think the connection is there, and I think, you know, if people want to give it a read, they'll see that, you know, these aren't, you know, some kind of save the children, sort of, you know, keep steroids out of high school. This is more like professional athletes get busted, and it's a good source of PR for Congress.
Interesting. Yeah, because these anabolic steroids that they're so desperately trying to get out of the hands of average people really aren't doing the harm that lots of other things that are fine really
are. So I saw this study, and I immediately thought of you. There was a study, and it examined deaths from anabolic steroids as the sole, cause of death or whatever they say. And the inclusion criteria for the study was they went back, let's say, 30 years. And they couldn't find any for like 10 of those years.
Hmm.
So then, because they got a zero result, they said, well, we went back to the first year we could find one. But that's not how that works.
Right.
You have 20 deaths. I think it was 19 deaths over 20 years. But really, it's 19 over 30. You can't just take out years and say, right. Oh, you know, those don't count. So, you know, I immediately thought you, because that's sort of one of the details that you tend to key into on your show.
Right.
Is the stuff like that, the sort of like, that's not how that works kind of.
That's fascinating. Side. So 19 over 30 years, 19 deaths from direct, where anabolic steroids were the direct cause of death, 19 over 30 years, and they're worried about people using them.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously, if you even look at the 20 years, it's still less than one per year. It's like, what's the statistic for almost any other drug?
Tylenol.
Yeah.
Tylenol kills 1,000 people a month, I think, right? Elisa, what was the figure? You talked about it on Casual Friday once.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. And even opioids, too. Let's talk about opioids.
Yeah.
It's every few minutes, right? It's got to be every few minutes at this point.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Very sad. Very sad.
It's maddening.
Well, I want to thank you for your contributions to this show. I want to thank you for being a friend. You're a good friend. We've had lots of heartfelt discussions when I was going through my divorce. Anthony would stay on the phone with me. I'm sure he wanted to go, Carl, I got other things to do. I really can't sit here much longer. But I want to thank you. I want to thank you a lot.
No, thanks for having me on. It was definitely formative in you know, in my career as well. I mean, we're both starting out at the same time.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, it was like sort of my first career, and it was your second career.
Right. Right.
And
right.
You know, you did talk about the other career and how much you hated doing that. And,
right.
You know, yeah. But no, it's been a great 15 years. I'm looking forward to 15 more.
Thank you, brother. Take care, man.
Nice to meet you, Anthony.
You too.
Check out Anthony's article. Go to muscleandfitness.com to read it. It's a fascinating article, really. Anthony writes better than anyone I know. And I'm sorry if that insults anybody that follows the show. But when you read the way Anthony writes, it's just he's got just the right amount of dry humor that rewards people who pay attention to life. But his research is beyond anybody's. So you have a question for me, Elisa.
I do. Now, you may have already answered this question. But
that's okay. I love to talk. I'll answer it again.
Add to it.
Yeah.
Pardon me, would you say?
I said, that's okay. I love to talk. I'll answer it over.
If you had to choose one show that was groundbreaking, which one would that be and why?
I think it would have to be of Dove's Diplomats and Diabetes.
Okay.
Because that is the show that made me go, oh, man, evolution is way more important than we think. And this is – when I talk about evolution, you can still be a religious person. When I'm talking about evolution, I'm talking about regardless of when you think humanity started on this planet, okay, there are things that have shaped us. The exposure to things that have caused what we now know are epigenetic translations. It's still happening now. I just talked about it yesterday, the day before. I'm not going to get into it again now. With Joel yesterday. But, you know, when you look at evolution and you look at diseases, it makes sense why you get a disease. Oh, that makes sense. Like, you know, all these studies coming out that saying that, you know, lack of movement kills more people than tobacco and this and that combined. Well, yeah, because we moved 20 hours a day. You know, we slept indoors, but we were outdoors the rest of the time, which means that we got a lot more sun exposure and light exposure and all these different things that just mount up on you. Go, oh, my God, like this evolution thing really matters. And Dr. Malin Watfi's book of Dove's Diplomats and Diabetes shows how risk, activity, stress influence what your food does for you after you eat it. The studies are profound. It's like, oh, my God. So when you just get up and go to the refrigerator, there's no risk. There's very little activity. There's no stress. And you get food and you eat it, it turns to fat. Versus when you replicate what you would have done thousands of years ago, which is either go out there and find the food and work for hours to find it or catch an animal. And there's a degree of stress to that. There's a degree of risk to that. There's a lot of activity to that. And then the food becomes something different. And when you see that, you go, oh, my God. So like we can't escape evolution. And then that led to me reading Dr. Daniel Lieberman's book, The Story of the Human Body. And then that was it. I remember holding that book in my hand. I was like halfway through it, laying in bed. And, you know, I was laying there like this, and I just had the book like this. And my green screen is moving again. And looking at my fingers and going, oh, my God, like my fingers look like a chimpanzee's fingers. Like I had an epiphany that minute. We're not that far away from those people. We're actually closer to them than we are close to the future people that we're becoming. So those two shows right there were profound. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So Superhuman Radio has helped so many people throughout the past 15 years. Can you share a few of the stories that stick out in your mind?
There are so many. First of all, I don't know if all podcast hosts do this, but I answer every single email, every single message, Facebook, Instagram. I don't necessarily answer them fast enough to satisfy people because people usually coming to me that need an answer now. You know, oh, my father had a stroke. And if I had maybe 2 extra days a week where I could just focus on that, I could answer everybody faster. But those emails are not only asking for help, but then afterwards they're getting back to me and going, wow, you know, that really did something for me. And some of them are just like, some of them don't, you don't even see coming, some of these emails. Mm-hmm. There's a guy who emailed me yesterday and said he heard the show that I did with Dr. Betsy Yerth on PE2228, which eliminates anxiety and depression. And he also saw my video where I show people how to make their own intranasal PE2228. Mm-hmm. So I empower people to take action and give them the tools that they need to do it themselves. And he said he has a daughter who's struggled with anxiety and depression for a long time. And he listened to the show. He got the peptide. He made the stuff. And she took a 400 microgram shot in one nostril. She did it for 5 days, and he already sees a change in her. And he wants to just keep watching because it takes about 25 to 28 days, I think we talked about, for it to really start to have an effect. But he says he thinks he sees it already. She's happier. She has more energy all of a sudden. And I said, well, keep me posted. So
that's great. I love hearing stories like that.
I know. I love them too. You know, when I first started doing this show, Jesse's, you know, kind of alluded to it. This wasn't a job. Like, I just wanted to do this show, like I said before, because I wanted to find answers for my own health. And the first year and a half that I did the show, it cost me money to do the show. Mm-hmm. In fact, my first paying advertiser was Jeff Rui, the guy who owned my gym. And he was like, yeah, I'll advertise. Because don't forget, I was local and podcast, but I was local. I was to the local market. We advertised his gym. But in the beginning, it cost me money to do this show. And it was kind of a hobby. It was. But it just evolved into a job because every time I would think to myself, I can't do this anymore. Like, I'm frustrated. A piece of equipment broke. I got to take money out of my pocket to replace it. I'd get an email from somebody who would say, I just want to let you know that, you know, I followed your show. I lost 50 pounds in like 7 months and I feel amazing. And that's like, okay, that made me feel good. And it made me feel like, okay, I got to go on. I got to keep doing this.
So do you think that there's a unique skill that you have that has contributed to your success?
I don't stop talking. No.
Except for at night when you tape your lips shut.
I know. People probably don't think I really do that, but I tape my mouth every night. Probably the inquisitiveness. I just never run out of interest. Everything is exciting to me. Everything is new. Everything is exciting to me. I want more answers. I'm that kid that my mother used to say, would you shut up now? You know, would you shut up? Why is a crooked letter? You know, because every one of my sentences started with why. So I think that's it. That's really it. That's my superpower.
That's your superpower?
Yeah, I'm eternally inquisitive and eternally optimistic. I am. I really am.
And don't lose that, because that's a great attribute.
I can't lose it. During my divorce, I went through hell. I really did. And I didn't lose it then. I mean, I was bitter at the court system and the way they allowed my ex-wife to kind of wield her wishes and carve what ended up being over $400,000 out of me over time, which I didn't have. I didn't have that money. I was doing this show. I was, you know, I'm paying to do the show sometimes. I didn't have the money, but the court system didn't care. But even through all of that, I loved what I was doing. I was happy with my life. I'm eternally optimistic. I said this once before to somebody. I says, I'm kind of like a junkyard dog. I'm tied out on that fence and it's snowing again. And I am shivering, freezing, but I'm standing there looking at the house. And I think to myself, Any minute now, they're going to open that door and let me in. Any minute. I just got to last another minute. And so I really am eternally optimistic in the face of everything in my life. Yeah. We're going to let's see here. We're going to play some videos real quick. So let's get to, okay. Let's get to this because this will help me shut my mouth for a little while. We have so many great videos from people. So let's play this. Oh, this is Scott Stevenson. He did this video backstage at a competition.
Carl Lenore, you're a true inspiration, and you are a pioneer, my friend.
Dr. Elizabeth Yurth here, just checking in to wish Carl Lenore and Superhuman Radio a happy 15th anniversary.
Happy 15th anniversary to Superhuman Radio.
Happy 15th anniversary to Superhuman Radio. Scott Stevenson backstage at the Amateur Mr. Olympia.
I remember distinctly being excited for every single show that came out, and I followed up and become great friends with Carl, one of my closest friends, basically family, and I've loved to see the evolution of the show. So happy birthday to Superhuman Radio, and congratulations to Carl for creating something so special.
So the Scott Stevenson was at the end, and he was actually backstage getting ready to step on stage to compete, and he took the time to make that, which was really, really sweet of him. I think everybody recognized Aaron Singerman's voice. So when Aaron and I were doing Off Topic, we would go to the Olympia, and we would just be standing there talking, and people would recognize us because of our voices. So he has a very – that's what I said to him. When I first talked to him on the phone, I said to him, you know, you have a great voice for radio. And I think he chuckled. He was like, oh, yeah. I think he thought I was ribbing him. And then when Dave Palumbo came to me and said, how would you like to do a podcast for muscular development? I was like, absolutely. And I went to Aaron and I said, let's do this podcast. It'll be raunchy and raw, in people's faces, irreverent, like Howard Stern meets bodybuilding. We'll call it Off Topic. And Aaron and I really started on Muscular Development's website. But then Dave Palumbo left Muscular Development on bad terms. You know, he had a falling out with Steve Bleckman. And so he started RX Muscle, and he said to us, come here, do the show here. And that's how Off Topic really got started. But I knew he had a voice for radio. Everybody, you can hear Aaron Singerman's voice without seeing him and know that it's Aaron Singerman.
You're breaking up a little bit. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Now I hear you just
okay.
Fine.
It's the microphone, the speaker in the phone. Anyway. What other questions do you have for me, Elisa?
What's the most flattering comment that you've ever received from one of your guests?
Oh, gosh. I thought of somebody earlier, but I've received so many flattering comments. I think the most flattering comments I get, it's not one comment. It's a conglomeration of people. So I regularly hear guests, scientists, intelligent people publishing studies that during the interview I start asking questions and going down a different path with them. And then I say, boy, it'd be interesting to find out if this and this happen when that happens. And I've had more guests over the years say to me, you know, we're going to do that. That what you said, I think that's going to be our next study. Or I've had guests say to me, we're going to give that a try. And if we get this study on, we'll put your name on the study. And I've said, oh, that'd be wonderful. And I know they can't do that. They can't do that. But I think that's the most flattering. When I have a scientist on the show and I'm extracting information from them, and it turns out that they're extracting information from me. Mm-hmm. That's very flattering. It's like, oh my God, like I actually understand this well enough to contribute to their research.
You had that happen last week with one of your doctors, I think, that said they were going to put your name on their next study.
Yeah, they're going to. I forget what it was, but I asked some questions, and he was like, what
Amazonian tea.
Oh yeah. Right. The ayahuasca, Amazonian tea. It was like that. He said that. You know, we're gonna try that. We didn't think of that. Whatever it was that I suggested. And then at the end of the show, he says, and if we get the study on, we'll put your name on it. I says, thank you. That'll be part of my legacy. Yeah. Yeah, that's the most flattering. That's pretty much the most flattering.
So if you could have one superpower, what would that be?
Oh, God. I think I got enough superpowers for one life. I really do. I'm really fortunate. Very blessed. I really am. I see there's a lot of people out there who don't have the luxuries or the people in their lives. You, I mean, I don't know that I need any more superpowers. I guess if I had one superpower, if I could have one superpower, what would it be? It would be just to reach more people, because I know I'm not patting myself on my own back when I say that there's a lot more people we could help if we could just get them to hear this message. You know, when I asked Joel, when we talked about where spirituality, religion meets science, and I told him how frustrating it is when I see people posting on Facebook going, you know, and I'm going to use an absurd example. You know, I have a cold, please say prayers for me. And like, no, you can get over a cold. I mean, there's things that I understand when I see people say, I have COVID, please say prayers for me. And I've actually posted on some people a Z-Pack and 50,000 IUs of vitamin D3 a day for about 2 weeks. Like, you don't need the prayers. Just do that. And he said, well, don't get frustrated with those people because they don't know that there are other things they can do. So they're up against the wall, so they ask for prayers. And so I guess if I could have one superpower, it would be to be able to somehow beam this information to more people in the world so that more people in the world could take the actions like this father did with his daughter and find solutions. That's all I want. And I'll tell you what, and I mean what I'm going to say right now. If I didn't make another penny more than I make right now reaching those millions of people more, I'd be happy. Just getting the turnout. Because everybody today expects to get a disease, and you don't have to. We've been convinced subliminally, oh, you know, your cholesterol has more to do with your genetics than your diet. That's bullshit. I mean,
can you
come
say
on.
That?
I just did. I'll bleep it if I have to. If anybody's insulted, let me know. I mean, there's so many people out there that if they just had the right information and they understood what actions to take, they would have much better lives.
Well, I've heard so many people say, well, it's just genetics and I have to get, you know, I have an autoimmune disease and it's genetics. It runs in my family. And it doesn't have to be that way.
If anything shows that it's not just the genetics, it's one group of studies on women with the BRCA gene. And these mm-hmm. are monozygotic twins. Okay? They both have the BRCA genes. They both go in different directions in life. One sister gets breast cancer, one sister doesn't. If it was only genes, they both would get breast cancer. And when you realize that, when you stop and you think to yourself, wait a minute, what did the other sister do differently that she didn't get breast cancer? Like, we're always looking at what the sister who got breast cancer did. Not even did. Like, well, what is... Like, wait a minute. Like, I even said this to a scientist on the show one day. I said, I would be more interested in the people who didn't get sick. Why didn't they get sick?
That's been kind of what we've discussed for so many years ago when we were doing Casual Friday before, because so many of the women, people in my family have had autoimmune diseases. And why have I not?
Rheumatoid arthritis. So many of them. Rheumatoid arthritis. You have a I don't want to say, but you have a sibling that has Hashimoto's, I think, or something like that. So I mean, yeah, you're right. It's that shows what did you do differently. Now there are a lot of people who don't want to know
because then they have to change something.
Yeah, then they have to give up, you know, their high sugar smoothies 4 days a week or 5 days a week, or they have to stop smoking, or they have to stop eating pasta every day and they love it. You know, it's like, and that to me, that's silly. It's just silly. Like, I give up what's killing you. Why not?
Right. And it's interesting, like, to go to a doctor's office and, you know, my age at 61, I said it, and I don't take medications. I take supplements, over-the-counter supplements, but they can't believe that. Because so many people are so sick at our age.
And you're aging better than anyone I know. And that's the God's honest truth. Elisa has model sleep. She gets 2 hours of REM and 2 hours of deep sleep every night like clockwork. She's aging. I'm jealous how good she's aging. But part of it is because she gets 16,000 steps a day, like on average. There are days where she gets 22,000. I mean, she's moving all the time. She's always doing something. And that's the God's honest truth.
The day we moved, I got 38,000 steps.
3 days in a row. She got almost 40,000 steps.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and I feel horrible. I sit behind this desk for hours a day, and then I haven't been going to the gym lately. And then I go home and I sit and I eat. Then I get in bed and I sleep. And like if you were a saint, you would be the patron saint of perpetual motion.
Okay.
So here we have another. Good. I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead. You going
to
go to a break?
You know, I was going to go to a video first and then go to a break. Let's do that. So here's another video of well-wishers wishing us a happy anniversary.
Congratulations, Carl. Many more anniversaries to come.
Man, I've been listening to the show since 2005. Always been impressed by the international scope, bringing us cutting-edge research.
Carl and Nora, I applaud you. You have been the greatest host that I can think of for the last 15 years. You have constantly assembled the best guests, the best topics, the best team.
Hey, this is Lane Norton, and I just wanted to say happy 15th anniversary to Superhuman Radio.
Congratulations on 15 years, Superhuman Radio. You do great work helping us stay strong and live the best life that we can live.
It's so nice to hear. It really is. Because I do this show.
No, one Kirkland's or Letty was on there.
Yeah, Kirkland was the one who said, I assemble the best shows and guests. And Kirkland is a big contributor to the show. I mean, he contributes a lot. Kirkland is the guy who found the oxytocin trenbolone study for me.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. He said, you're going to love this. And he sent it to me. I was like, oh, my God. Like, the reason trenbolone builds muscle is because of oxytocin? Like, we could just use oxytocin instead. Then I started doing the digging. And then you found the study on oxytocin and bone mineralization. I don't think you can hear me. Can you hear me? I think we just lost Elisa. Okay. Did you get a text or something? It blocks it, right?
I got a phone call.
Yeah, exactly. But you found the oxytocin and bone mineral study that shows that oxytocin reverses osteoporosis in women. So,
yes.
Yeah, oxytocin is magic. We have a question from a viewer, listener. We're going to get to right after this commercial break. Stay tuned. You are watching the 15-year anniversary show here at Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. TaylorMade Health is focused on making sure you're able to perform and look your best. They are a leader in game-changing supplements and cosmetic products. Whether you want to increase strength, expedite recovery, facilitate soft tissue repair, or reduce deep wrinkles, TaylorMade Health has you covered. TaylorMade Health is also the home to Dr. Seed's products such as BPC, BPC Plus, and the Chill Pill. All of my listeners can now get 20% off their first order with code TRY20. That's TRY20. This code can even be used on subscription orders. Visit shrnetwork.biz/try20 today and use code TRY20 for 20% off your first order.
Are you ready to change the way you age? Of course you are. That's why you're here. Juvicell is a new, first-of-its-kind dietary supplement that includes 10 key research-backed ingredients shown in studies to support lifespan. Things like resveratrol, fisetin, quercetin, pterostilbene, sulforaphane, turmeric, all in a single dose. You may have some of these ingredients already, but Juvicell is the first to combine them all into a single product to support your lifespan. It's vegan, non-GMO, and sustainable. Live better, longer with Juvicell. Go to shrnetwork.biz/livebetter. Use code SHR and save 20% off today.
When craving a snack, reach for Select Savory Snack Sugar-Free Biltong, the healthy alternative to sugar-laden beef jerky. They use a fattier cut of beef, making it more tender and flavorful. For mealtime, choose from their 63 seasonings, which are sugar and additive-free. From chipotle rub to savory pumpkin spice, you'll find an option to suit your palate. Go to shrnetwork.biz/SSS today. Use code SHR15. 15 to save 15% on any meat snack or seasoning. Savor the flavor today.
Getting a massage post-workout is a proven strategy to facilitate better recovery. Getting to a massage therapist can be difficult and expensive, especially in these times. The solution is the Meteor, a heated massage ball from Milestorm. Reduce pain and soreness and expedite recovery with the Meteor's research-backed vibration settings and therapeutic heat. It's convenient for travel and works on any body part. Go to shrnetwork.biz/Meteor and use code SHR15 for 15% off and free shipping if you buy two or more. Start recovering better today. Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, said that all disease begins in your gut. That's why it's so important to protect yourself with boosted immune system. If you drink coffee, tea, smoothies, or really any beverage in the morning, and you're looking for a tasty way to start your day and defend yourself against harmful bacteria, then I have just the thing for you to try. It's called the Ultimate Immunity Protection Stack, and it was put together by my friends over at Bioptimizers. Their immunity stack has three products which contain over 18 natural herbs and probiotic blends formulated to fight and eliminate bad bacteria like E. coli, salmonella, gram-positive and gram-negative bacteria, and repair compromised gut lining. It also includes psychobiotics, which help increase serotonin and happy chemicals to naturally elevate your mood, performance, and cognitive function with no side effects or dependencies. It's a great addition to your morning routine, and it tastes amazing. Just stir it into any beverage, sip, and enjoy. It's the ultimate way to boost your immune system right before the holiday season. Go to shrnetwork.biz/protect and use code SHR10 and save an extra 10% off on the... You won't find this deal or stack anywhere else. For fast shipping and the best deal, go to shrnetwork.biz/protect today. By now, you're aware of the cognitive benefits of nootropics. My friends over at Pure Nootropics are giving my listeners 10 to 30% off their already great prices on over 70 high-quality nootropics. Stock up on DHM so you can feel good after your holiday celebration, or try the Superhuman Stack to boost your brain and energize your day. Go to shrnetwork.biz/pure, that's P-U-R-E, and start saving today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. Damn it. I keep leaning back and moving my curtain and the green. I can't wait for the new studio to be finished. You know, the guy who's working on that studio is a lazy ass. Oh, it's me.
No.
Go ahead.
You have a question from a listener?
Yes, I do. So let's get that up there. Thank you for reminding me. My brain just took a vacation for a second. Rigo Vargas, who is a longtime listener, and we communicate often, he said, how did you meet Coach Rob? How did the Blueprint Power Hour come about?
That's a good question.
I can actually thank Vince Andrich for connecting me with Coach Rob. And here's how it happened. I was producing Dr. Scott Connolly's podcast. And it was Scott, Vince, and me. We were co-hosts, but I was actually the one producing it. I was behind the board doing all the work, and then I would jump in here and there. Scott wanted me to be on the show because he felt that I was seasoned enough to kind of keep it all together. And Rob was a guest. Rob had written the first Blueprint training manual, and Vince had got a copy of it. And he liked it. He liked what Rob was doing. And Rob was on the show. Rob Regish was on the show with Rob Wolf.
Oh.
And it was the funniest exchange because Rob Regish is a simple guy. You know, he's a down-to-earth guy. He's, you know, and Rob Wolf is a very intellectual, you know, high-level both athlete and also author and speaker. And Rob Wolf talked about a study that showed that, you know, if you put an apple in a jar, a monkey will go in and grab it, but not have the intelligence to let go, so they can trap monkeys. They can, like, one of the ways they catch monkeys is they take this can with a bottleneck on it, chain it to a tree, put like an apple or something in it. When the monkey goes in and grabs it, he can't get his hand out because his fist is now bigger than the opening that he went into. And the monkey's too stupid to let go of the apple and run away. So he just stands there holding the apple, and then they come and they take the monkey. And something about the discussion, Rob Regish was kind of on the other side of the opinion that Rob Wolf used that analogy for. And Rob Regis said, well, I don't know nothing about going to Borneo, wherever, but I know one thing about training. And I just remember thinking to myself, man, this guy is good. Like, he's not going to cower, because Rob Wolf casts a much bigger shadow than he did at that time. And we stayed in touch. And then I had him on Superhuman Radio to talk about the blueprint. And he got an overwhelming response. And he's like, how can I advertise on your show? And that's really how it started. That's how it all started.
That's an interesting story.
Scott Dodd says, yo, congrats, Carl and Elisa, of course. Been here since before Super DMZ, yes, was advertising on the podcast. I've been here before the blueprint. Yes, yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you to all of you who have been here. Want to play some more videos, or you have another question?
Go ahead and play some videos, and then I'll ask you the other couple questions that I have.
Okay, so here are some individual videos. This one is from a guy who's been listening for a long time in the UK.
Mark Taylor here from the UK. Just wanted to congratulate you, Carl, on the fantastic achievement and milestone you've achieved with the Superhuman Radio Show. I'm under no surprises that has happened, because the content and information you provide is truly outstanding and so far ahead of the curve. The mainstream now are only just coming into contact with the information that you've been talking about since 2005. Now, for me personally, you've always come back to me with great advice whenever I've had questions, and I've used that information and the advice you provided to guide my own health outcomes and the health outcomes of my family. When my dad had a stroke, we reached out to you, and you come back with some great information, which we believe helped my dad fare better from recovering from that stroke. Long may the Superhuman Radio Show continue, and congratulations.
Yeah, Mark Taylor, his brother, they all listen to the show, but I think Mark is the one who got them started. Let's see who this video is. I'm not sure who this is. I'm just going to pop it up real quick.
Hey, Carl. Big Wade here. Congratulations on 15 years. Congratulations to you and Elisa. I remember when this started and all the different shows we've done, a lot of times when I didn't have all this gray. Continued success and keep up the good fight. Love you, brother.
That was a nice surprise. He must have just sent. He just texted me. He said, I'm listening to the show. It's great. And then all of a sudden, Natalie must have just, because Natalie's working today. She's actually in the background continuing to put stuff up and videos and stuff like that. So she must have just posted that just now. So I was sitting in front of Jeff Rui's gym before a powerlifting event, telling Wade that I was going to start this radio show about bodybuilding. I remember, you know, Wade is he's actually a relatively quiet guy when you're just talking to him. You know, he has something to contribute, but he's not boisterous or anything like that. And I remember him looking at me. He had his beard was braided, and it had like beads at the bottom of it. And he had this wild hair back then. He had the wild black hair. And this guy, you know, I've seen him squat 700, 800, 900 pounds. Like, he was just massive, massively strong. And I said, yeah, I'm going to start this podcast. He's like, oh, yeah, good. And I don't think anybody knew back then. In fact, Billy Mitchell asked me this morning, did you even think that 15 years later you'd still be doing this? I said, I didn't even think about it. And it started out as a hobby. It started out as a way for me to get information to save my own life. And it took on a personality and a journey of its own, really, when you think about it.
So with that said, what does the future look like for Superhuman Radio?
So I'll tell you what the future that I think it looks like. I've got my hands in quite a few different things right now. And one of them, as it goes through its process, I predict is going to take a lot of time. And as a result of that, just this morning I was taking a shower. You can hug me now. I was taking a shower this morning and I was thinking, you know what I'd love to do in 2021? I'd love to find someone to host the show. Because now that we do it, we can do it remotely. If somebody has a good internet connection and a good microphone,
you mean in addition to you?
No, I'd like to be able to do like lots of Dave Ramsey takes off. He has celebrities who fill in for him. You know, lots of radio show hosts are tied. They're tethered to their radio show. Like, I couldn't sell Superhuman Radio unless I went to work for the person who bought the show. So at the end, the show is me. It's not the culmination of all this equipment or anything. It's me. And I would love to start to groom somebody to start hosting the show. And maybe they could host a week here and a week there, or even a few days here and there where I feel like I need to take off. And then eventually maybe pass the baton on to that person and have the I want the show to go on. I want to put in place financial mechanisms so that if I were to die and there was no host to go on, that at least all these shows would continue to be available years into the future. The website would stay up and the content would stay up, and it would and we could do that, because as long as people – I mean, look, I have shows that people are listening to that are 10 years old. They're finding the show for the first time, finding a show that's 10 years old. So – but what I would really –
And you continue to have shows downloaded, like the Romheld Syndrome show.
Oh, the raw food, the raw meat, the raw food eating show still gets downloads every single month. So the ideal thing would be for me to find a host, groom them, and allow their inquisitiveness to drive this show in whatever direction that works, as long as the audience likes it, and eventually stop doing the show, but the show not stopping. That's what I would really like to do.
Can you hear me okay?
I can. Can you hear me or no?
Oh, you're starting to break up a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Okay. I don't there know what it goes. Is. But anyway.
Okay, so I do have one more question.
Okay.
So did I miss anything? Is there a question you would have asked yourself that I didn't ask you?
I hope this isn't true. Scott Dodd said no one else will be able to compare to you. You know what? Maybe they don't have to compare. Maybe they can just be different. You know, like, look, they changed James Bond's, and other than Pierce Brosnan, all the rest of them I liked. So.
Oh, I like Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah, I know. The women like Pierce, but us men know that he can't throw a punch with those frail arms.
But he looks good. Yeah.
He looks good throwing that punch, but he wouldn't be effective throwing a punch. You know, Sean Connery was a big strapping guy. If he hit you with that hand, you were going down. Pierce Brosnan is like real handsome, kitty cat looks, you know, and he's punching people and they're flying across the room and you're going, nah, I can't buy that. I'm sorry.
So did I miss anything?
I don't know.
Is there a question that you would have asked yourself?
No, I don't think so. No? I think you guys covered everything. I think it was very good. Very thorough. I think it was thorough, and plus the guests we had on, you know, gave some angles that I didn't think of. And I think that's it. I think that's all we have to do.
Good. Well,
Scott Dodd says I'd take a punch from Pierce, no problem. I know, right? See, Scott gets it. Like if I see a guy playing James Bond, he's got to at least look somewhat imposing and somewhat threatening, but handsome and cordial, you know, because that's what it is. It's like he's cordial, the women love him, he's a nice guy, he's dapper and debonair, but then when he gets in a jam, he can handle himself. Pierce Brosnan can't handle himself. Come on. No, I think that's it. I don't think there's anything else to talk about. I think we covered everything.
Okay, well, Merry Christmas to everyone.
Yeah, so I'm actually going to be rerunning some of those shows that I just talked about. I mean, I literally have thousands, more than 2,600 shows, because the first year I didn't use show numbers, I used dates. And I just found all those CDs with all those old shows on them. So
good.
I'm going to, thanks to the move, they're in the garage right now. So I'm going to run a couple shows a week for the next couple weeks, but I am going to pretty much be off. So there won't be any live video on Facebook, but there will be shows posted, three a week going forward, and they're going to be some older shows that I think are still very pertinent. I hope everybody has a fantastic holiday. If you're going to drink, get DHM from Pure Nootropics. I'm telling you, stuff is amazing. Right, Elisa?
It's amazing. It is. Yep.
Drink all you want. Take one or two before bed. Wake up in the morning stretching and feeling great. I mean, if I had that stuff when I lived in Vegas, oh, my God.
I mean, if you haven't listened to the show that we did, what's the doctor's name out of California that you interviewed?
I forget. But there's actually a.
It was recent. It was just recent.
There's a Bitly link, and I think it is DHM. I think it's shrnetwork.biz/DHM, and you can save 30% off, and it's already very inexpensive. I'm telling you, if you're going to drink this holiday, you have to get it. Let's see here. Congratulations, and Merry Christmas to you as well, Christine, and Rigo Vargas too. Merry Christmas, guys. Very, very good. Thank you very much. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. We'll see you on the other side of 2020. And we hope that all of this nonsense in 2020 stays in 2020 and doesn't bleed into 2021.
Yes. Let's hope and pray.
Yeah, let's see. That we can all wish. All right. Have a great holiday and talk to you soon.
Bye.
Wow, congratulations. I remember back in the early 90s when Muscle Media 2000 came out, and I was so excited about a publication that was giving deal on that scene. I felt the same excitement when Superhuman Radio came out 15 years ago, and I'm glad you're keeping it real, brother. Keep on fighting the good fight, spreading the good information. I love you very much, and here's to another 15. Rock on.